True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all can be better, and whether that's me and the coaching staff and Drake and Will and everybody that you asked about. Like that's the attitude that we're going to take. That's the belief that we're going to take. We're disappointed, but we can't sit there and hold on to it too long. We got to go on the road, and we got to play a division opponent, and we got to embrace moving on.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Is this the Six Rings postgame show?
No, you missed that. It was quick. I could see how you'd miss it. It was sort of a blink of the eye, a snap of the fingers. Those best three and a half minutes of my life right there with you last night. Excuse me? Pause.
Pause. Excuse me?
Patriots lose. Patriots lose 20-13.
I want a refund.
Raiders. They led at halftime, so that was cool.
Was it?
No, not really, but they led at halftime. I mean, at least they led.
Did you feel like they were winning that? Like,
no.
Yes, they led at halftime.
No.
Did you feel like they were winning that game?
No, but I think their coach did because he preached you have to win the second half all week, and well, now he's mad because they didn't come close to winning the second half. Very weird game in a lot of senses. If you look at some of the statistics, you may talk yourself into the Patriots played well or the offense was better than it looks or Drake May was this. The Raiders came in and controlled the game. I thought Pete Carroll's team, Pete Carroll's new quarterback, his veteran journeyman Geno Smith, and his go-to guys, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, they kicked your ass.
How come we can't get guys like
it's about
that?
Two. Well, you tried. I mean, or Jacoby Myers wanted out, and you could have maybe tried.
Do we know yet, by the way, where that call came from inside the house? Hey, Bill, let Myers go. Sign
No,
Juju.
That was a bad one. Juju, bad decision. Because Jacoby Myers, he's not a stud by any means, but he's better than what you have. Although, maybe we could argue that Kayshawn Booty is turning into that caliber
receiver. Jacoby's not a stud like a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase level stud.
He's Hunter Henry at the wide receiver position.
He's a little better.
Except he answers questions.
Oh, he's not a dink?
And doesn't groan when someone asks him a question on the radio. Ugh. But that's what he is. You're going to, like, Jacoby Myers is that sort of 80 catch receiver, and that's good. Like, teams need that. Now, you're not going to win. He's not Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. You're not going to be the high flying offense.
He's not a game breaker.
But you would take him because those two guys beat you. I thought the three guys that would beat you would be Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, and Ashton Jeanty. And Ashton Jeanty didn't beat you.
No, it was Brock Bowers, it was Jacoby Myers, and it was Geno Smith.
Again, Geno Smith, I know one of the popular narratives was like, hey, this Patriots team with Mike Vrabel looks a lot like last year's Patriots team with Gerard Mayo. I'll tell you one person it looked like that too, Geno Smith. He whooped you last year with Gerard Mayo running the show. He whooped you this year with Mike Vrabel running the show. And I think that's alarming to a lot of people, but I want to start things off where I am. I just told Jones and Keefe this. Nothing's changed for me. I picked the Raiders to win.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Patriots to win 7 or 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders won, and I still think the Patriots are going to win 7 or 8 games. Nothing is over. I will say I was a little bit...
Miffed?
Not miffed.
Perturbed.
No, I just, there was some disappointment, things you thought would be better, but then there were some things that I was happy with. I was happy with the young offensive line.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the final whistle.
No, well, that was good, too. It wasn't the most entertaining of football games.
No, it was not.
There was certainly a lacklusterness to it. Not a lot to get excited about. And we're going to talk a lot about Drake May. We're going to talk to Drake May probably sometime after the 3 o'clock hour. 3:15, we're hoping to talk to Marcus Jones. He of a pass defense that, well, struggled. That allowed 360 to Geno Smith and couldn't do the old Belichick thing. Remember, we lived for years on take away the other team's best player, take away the other team's strength, make them beat you left-handed, make them do something else.
Walk out to the middle of the field and tell Chad Johnson, like, well, congratulations, we're going to W all day today.
You didn't do that with Brock Bowers. I mean, the only thing that stopped Brock Bowers were his own hands, the drop in the middle of the game there, late second quarter, and then he got banged up and didn't return. Would he have returned if it were a different game?
Boy, wouldn't it be nice, though, to have, A, an elite offensive talent on your team, and then, B, have his factory-made Dollar General store clone ready to just roll right in, because Michael Mayer looked pretty damn good coming in relief of Brock Bowers.
Well, that's what happens. You get multiple first-round picks at the tight end position, so they were ready to go. The question I have for you is, were the Patriots ready to go? Because from my perspective, weren't ready to go. Now, whether that is you're not that talented, so you're not ready to go, or just the abundance of changes, new coaching staff and 50% new roster, reason you're not ready to go, or, I don't know, did they not prepare properly in the preseason? Were they not? Did they not get enough preseason action to get ready to go? Because that would be my takeaway. I thought you were going to lose, but I didn't think you'd look like you weren't ready under Mike Vrabel, and I didn't think you looked like you were ready starting with the quarterback.
I don't think they had the energy, the effort, the attitude, your EEA motto.
Yeah.
They did not bring out the HeartStyle acronym to yesterday's game. This first weekend of football left me more comfortable than I thought it would with some of my preseason takes, like the Chargers might actually win the AFC West this year. They look pretty good in Brazil on Friday night. The Buffalo Bills, that looks like a team that can and just might compete for a Super Bowl after that last night.
What do you mean? They lost 40-25.
Oh, what happened? Oh, you went to bed?
I did.
Oh, man. You should check your fantasy team. Damn it. We'll get to that later. And also,
you got my beer? Where's my beer? You got my beer?
It's not. It has to go final tonight. Roma Dunze, he can still score 30 for me. Yeah. And then on top of it all, the Patriots are going to be a middling team that is going to start slower than people expected and gradually learn how to win together. Because, Andy, it's almost like the team that took the field yesterday, A, has a quarterback that still has not completed a full rookie season.
Or the easy passes.
He's 12 games into his professional career now and still is turnover friendly, which sucks out loud. And this team looked like a team that was rebuilt with $200-something million of free agents, a roster where they turned over more than half of the players and continue to cycle guys on and off the active roster, in and out of the practice squad as well. So much so that how could they possibly have any continuity when they don't play that many preseason games together? Greg Bedard says that it's one of the lightest camps that he's ever seen, and they're still getting to know each other. So how could they possibly be a fiery, cohesive, effective, efficient unit when they're not even done putting the team together? And Drake May looks like he's thinking and not playing. And that is the death of a quarterback to me.
So remember when we used to say the September was an extension of the preseason? That was fine when you knew you were going to win somewhere like 12 games. You're like, we'll win 12 games. Good year, we'll win 14. Bad year, we'll win 11 or whatever. When your best case scenario is probably to win, say, 8 or 9 games, you can't be giving away games in September as an extension of the preseason if you're truly trying to compete. And
why didn't Drake play more this preseason?
Because they managed it the way they wanted to manage it in terms of the reps in the joint practices and all of that. And Mike Vrabel, now we have an immediate reaction to this, and I don't even check the numbers, so I'm just going to trust the text line. 207, Vrabel is 6-19 in his last 25 games. Why is everyone so high on him? I think it's too early for that because we're going to get overreaction Monday here. There is no doubt about it because I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Drake May. I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Josh McDaniels. I'm hearing a lot of overreactions about Mike Vrabel. I'm hearing just overreactions in general. But certainly for Mike Vrabel to start questioning the direction of the New England Patriots one game in is concerning if I didn't think he was doing it. I thought Mike Vrabel at the post-game podium last night, that post-game was right after the game.
Yeah.
Not 3.5
that's
hours
That's usually
later.
When the post-game should be.
Yeah.
Right after the game.
It's when he was at the podium and he was like, we'll see how we react to this and we'll see if we have the right leaders and right players and the right guys. And I'm like, wait, what are you, what, Are you questioning if you even have the right people on the roster? Are we? Are there more rats on the roster? Are there more people going to be asked to leave?
Wait, did he? Is this a setup then? Did he actually want them to lose week one so he could find out how his team responds to adversity?
Smoke out the rats? I don't know, but it was very strange to me that he seemed to have a overreaction in his own way to the loss. Like, it was funny because I believe it was the Giants game when he started to remind people, you know, we're in our first year here. It's our first training camp. This is going to take a while. Like, we're trying to turn things over. And then last night he was like, we got to figure this out. We're going to see what this team is all made of. Usually you don't have
that
reaction.
You're the one who's been remaking it with your buddy Stryker and Cowden for the last 7 months.
I thought it was a very strange reaction for him. It was not as level-headed, even-keeled. And to be fair, we are all learning Mike Vrabel, right? I remember Mike Vrabel, the player. I'm not going to pretend that I watched every Tennessee Titans game and post-game press conference. I don't know who Mike Vrabel is as a head coach.
But if you had to, though, surface level judgment or analysis, wouldn't you see that he would be kind of a braggadocious go for it? The way that he stands, he's a big guy, cocksure.
Like, that's the word I use for him.
Always.
I think that is the most appropriate use of that word. That
not confident. No, he's a cocksure guy.
Yes. I didn't know where you were going.
Once again, that would be cocksure.
I thought you were breaking up the word into things you're not allowed to break it up into. But we're going to learn how he reacts. Mm-hmm. Like, remember we got to the old school Parcells, because there's been a lot of comparisons. Mm-hmm. The most recent was Teddy Bruschi comparing Mike Vrabel to Bill Parcells.
And the 2001 Patriots lost the first two games. What happened to them?
They got the greatest quarterback in NFL history to fall into their lap.
How about the 2003 Patriots? They got smoked in Buffalo.
Yeah, they were one of the most talented rosters in the history of football. You got any other questions you want to
ask? No, I'm good, thanks.
You'll hang up and listen
to
the rest?
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
617-779-7937. We do want your active participation because I think it's key today to take the temperature of Patriot Nation. Are you comfortable? Are you overreacting? Are you still confident? Do you look at a game on the horizon and say, good news is we're not the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Because they quit on their coach. We might not be good, but they quit. And there is a difference between those two things. I think the team that's not good can beat a team that quit next week in Miami, although track record also says that Tua doesn't lose to the Patriots and struggle in Miami.
Yes.
A lot going on there, but that's next week.
It's going to be super hot, though. It should be encouraging that you are playing the Dolphins coming off of one of the worst defeats in their franchise's history. They didn't make the Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts punt. Like, it was like the Peyton Manning games, the Peyton Manning-led Colts of the early 2000s.
Who's the quarterback of the Colts?
Daniel Jones.
You didn't say Peyton Manning, did you?
No, Daniel. No,
didn't say Andrew Luck.
I should have said the guy that looks like microwaved Eli Manning, Daniel Jones. He's the quarterback.
And you know who some people are comparing the New England Patriots quarterback to of late? It's not Josh Allen. We can put that to bed.
Yeah.
Me? I made that mistake. I'm putting that to bed. It's not Justin Herbert, who went to San Paolo to beat Patrick Mahomes.
And by the way, and got the smoke show girlfriend, and now his life's coming together, and he looked awesome.
People are starting to compare Drake May to Daniel Jones, that you're that athletic, overdrafted, not that good, long-term, blah, blah, blah.
Are you kidding?
And I want to get all this Drake May talk and criticism out of the way, because it's going to get awkward around 3:30 or so when we're waiting for him to call in and we're ripping Drake May. And I don't want to rip Drake May, because I don't think he's worthy of ripping yet. It's not about ripping. It's about lowering your expectations. That's where I am, at least.
That's exactly.
Reining in my expectations for Drake May.
I've been saying this for weeks.
Is he it?
We don't know yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm starting to put that away.
He may not be him.
I watched a game last night, well, the first half of it, and I saw him and it on full display with
you
Lamar
quit
Jackson
on
going,
that game last night?
I fell asleep. I was tired.
I made myself stay awake for the whole damn thing, wondering how many different times the Bills could possibly get back to within a touchdown. If they have a chance, no. And there's another 80-yard Derrick Henry touchdown. And there's another miraculous Lamar Jackson play. By the way, remember when Robert Kraft said a couple of years ago, like, oh, Meek Mill told me that Lamar would like to come play for us. They could have easily just offered two first-round draft picks and a $200 million contract, and Lamar would be a Patriot. But I'm glad they chose not to, because obviously he washed.
I don't think he's washed. I think he'll be just fine. I think his running back will be just fine.
I'm kidding.
And I think those two teams probably are on course.
What you saw last night in Buffalo, and man, oh man, whatever Keon Coleman did in the offseason, there's your year two leap wide receiver right now. The guy looks like a completely different beast. But what you saw last night was A, flash forward, please, a preview of the AFC Championship, and two teams that are not just on the ascent, they're there. and they're going to be there for a while.
Correct.
And that's what you want your Patriots to get to. And it's going to take a long time. I'll get more into this in my three-point stance at 3 o'clock. But this is why I've been saying for weeks, don't judge sophomore year Drake May until mid to late October. He is still processing. He looks like he was going through, oh, what would Josh tell me here? Like, he's not reading and reacting. He's
100%.
He's just reading and thinking.
And Mike Vrabel acknowledged that. I've listened to Mike Vrabel 3 times in the last 24 hours. I heard him in the post game, heard him on the Greg Hill show this morning, and then his press conference today, so I don't remember exactly when. But somebody said, is there a concern that you're putting too much on Drake May's plate? And Mike Vrabel said, yeah, we need to figure that out. And I was like, whoa, you're acknowledging that publicly, that you do need to figure out whether you're putting too much on his plate? Because that's a criticism of Josh McDaniels and his offense, putting too much on the quarterback when they're not ready. It's a high-end offense that gives you all the answers, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. But if you give a young quarterback all the answers, they all blend together into just more questions.
Well, how about we give him the 2008 offense where you just gave Matt Cassel a little bit? And then you gave him a little bit more. And then you gave him a little bit more as opposed to, here's the offense. Like, you may just have to dole it out and rely. I know this probably is not fundamentally sound to Josh's mind, but you may just have to kind of let him wing it a little bit because he looks restrained.
And he talked about it. If you listen to Drake May postgame, he said something to the effect of early, there were a couple times I could have just let it go, and I probably should have just let it go. And they didn't get any explosive plays. X plays. Can we not call them X plays? I'm already annoyed with all the X plays. Explosive plays, big plays, whatever you want. The X thing is annoying me. The Raiders had plenty of them. They had five different guys with catches.
How about that touchdown pass to Trey Tucker? That was gorgeous.
They're pretty good. Actually, they're not. I don't know what I mean. They looked pretty good against you. I don't actually
think they're pretty good. But they have a good coach, and I think honestly, the marriage of Geno Smith and Chip Kelly may work. We may have seen like a preview of what a tough out the Raiders will be every week.
Did Fitzy just get jealous of Chip Kelly and Geno Smith?
I did.
Wow.
It was fun.
Today's a dark day.
That was dark. You're jealous.
You thought yesterday was dark over Gillette. You should have seen me at my house.
And Chip Kelly, good New Hampshire man.
Actually, it was better good to UNH be at the house Wildcat. Than the stadium.
But Josh McDaniels, Drake May combo doesn't do it for you to the point where you're actually looking over there. That meme? Fitzy's that guy that's looking, his girlfriend's walking forward and he's looking back at the other girl.
No.
And that's Chip Kelly and Geno Smith.
Yeah, or I'm the one like in bed.
Geno Smith.
In bed, like holding the photo.
Journeyman
Geno. And then like you see what you would think the photo would be Josh and Drake. And it's actually just Chip and Geno.
Where did all the goodwill go for Drake May? It wasn't that long ago that I was listening to Pete Schrager. Of course, he never played the game, so what does he know?
Right.
I'm listening to all these people tell me that Drake May might be the best quarterback in that class. He might have the most upside of any quarterback in the NFL.
He processes faster than anyone.
Did it look like he was processing faster than anyone?
No.
They kept selling us that in the broadcast. It was one of those Dolph protests too much a little bit.
Precisely.
His computer slowed down. Run an update. Or take. You got to clean it out. Like, you got too many photos
So it did look like it's a lot. Way too busy. You know what it is? It's too busy of a desktop, and that's slowing down the RAM.
Yeah. Well, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, and Drake May need to figure it out. We're going to try to figure it out here on WEEI Afternoons with your contribution, 617-779-7937. Give us a phone call. Give us a text. What did you think? 20-13 Raiders win the season opener in Foxborough. Mike Vrabel was not too happy. Drake May wasn't too happy. We'll see how he sounds after 20.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 hours to think about it when he joins us later in the program. Marcus Jones. That's all, folks. Marcus Jones will join us. It's a loaded day here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a Patriots Monday. The NFL season is underway. And unfortunately, the Patriots are 0-1. Talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.